Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. Maxine Bilder joins me today to talk about cleaning with power tools. Hi, Maxine.
Hi, Jolie.
I am so crazy excited that we found each other. You guys, like, this story about how we found each other is so wild. But first of all, let me just give you a heads up that we are going to deviate a little bit from our usual format. And instead of answering your questions, I'm going to ask Maxine a bunch of questions about cleaning with power tools. And here is why. She recently wrote an article for The Strategist about her love of cleaning with her drill and this brush attachment that she bought for it. And as you guys well know, I am obsessed with power tools. We were connected on Twitter by, it was Margaret Emby, right?
Yeah, Margaret.
Who has like, I think she wrote something about my book 4 years ago when it came out. And like, she's just been so great. And it worked out that Maxine was available to record with me. And I had a guest drop out. And like, it was all just so meant to be. And so, of course, like I jumped right on it to bring a fellow power tool enthusiast on the show so that we could fangirl out a little bit. Before we get into it, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. You guys, it's only $2. It's November. It's the time to give thanks to your pal Jolie, who gives you all this helpful advice. Even if you don't want to listen to the bonus episodes, maybe you want to drop a few bucks in my tip jar and say thanks, Jolie, for all the fun and helpful advice and very, very weird things that you say. I am going to say a lot of weird things on this episode. It's going to get very, very strange because it's cleaning with power tools time. Before I start to get too weird, though, Maxine.
Yeah.
I would like you to tell the people. Now, I know this because I read your article,
yeah,
which I love. But will you tell the listeners how you came to own a power drill attachment made for cleaning the tub and shower?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I feel like some important context is that I feel like I'm not actually a super clean person. I'm definitely like the kind of person who, like, I'll deep clean once every like 2 months and then like to forget about it for forever.
I think that's normal.
Yeah.
As long as you're doing it once every 2 months and not never.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Right. Yeah. Enough, which I feel like is like long enough in between deep cleanings. But I live with my boyfriend. We've been together for 5 years. He takes the opposite attitude where he'll deep clean once every like 6 months or like before, you know, someone important is coming to visit. He doesn't really like to clean. He's not really a cleaner, if
right.
you will.
Yeah, that's fair. Sidebar point to make to him is that it's not actually that most people like, so a lot of people do like to clean. Like, I actually like the physical act of it, and there are others like me, but we are weird outliers. Most people do not like to clean. The way to think about it is to flip the script a little bit and not think about it as liking to clean, but thinking of it as liking the outcome of cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably it. And I think part of the struggle is also he just like so deeply despises it that I feel like I'm constantly trying to, you know, troll him a little bit and find like ways to make it a little more interesting or like encourage him. Like, oh, if you like do the dishes, like I'll make you dinner or like, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And so at The Strategist, a lot of what I do is just I spend a lot of time on Amazon looking at product reviews and things like that. So I was working on a story about steam mops, which was a whole thing I didn't know existed, and a whole other sidebar. But
I hate steam mops. I'll get going one of these days about my hatred of steam mops.
Well, a lot of people love them. But
a lot of people do love them.
They're wrong.
They're wrong to love them.
But yeah, so basically, I think my, you know, Amazon algorithm was basically like queued up for all the cleaning supplies. Yep. And all of a sudden, I see in the recommended queue this drill brush attachment. which is basically just a set of three brushes that you attach to the power drill and have at it. And it was $13, which seemed like the perfect price to buy as like a joke thing for your significant other. So I bought it and it showed up and, you know, it kind of sat around for a while. And then I was doing my like deep clean of the bathroom and I was like, well, maybe now's the time. Yeah. Maybe like this is the time we do it.
I love it.
Yeah. And I used it and I was like, oh, this is actually fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty quickly converted. And now I like don't know why I ever spent any time actually scrubbing my tub by hand.
Right. Because, when you could be using a drill. And
yeah.
One which works better and two is badass.
Totally.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So now here's my second question. And again, I know the answer because I've read the article. And you guys should go and check it out. It was very cute. You had some tips about how you use it. And yeah. I think that it would be great for people to hear you had sort of some like safety tips, but also I want you to talk about what kind of products you're using alongside your drill. It comes with three different brushes each set. So after Maxine tells you guys this part, I'm going to tell you the drill brush actually has six different types.
Yeah.
Of brushes, they're color coded.
Yeah,
this whole like I'm upset. Like you guys know I write for another product recommendation site called The Inventory, and I had already recommended the same thing that you had recommended.
Oh yeah.
And like got like really really obsessed with it. And I you know just generally am obsessed with cleaning tools too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you guys what the six different options you have are. But before we do that, I want you to describe sort of what the three different brushes are, what they do, the cleaner you use with them in conjunction with them.
Yeah.
And then you had one safety tip in there that I loved.
Yeah, for sure. So it comes with three brushes. I have the yellow set, which mm-hmm. is the bathroom set.
Yes.
And part of the reason I was also hesitant too was worried that like they are nylon bristles and they're pretty firm even still. Like when you just like rub them against your hand, they're pretty abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little worried they'd scratch the tub, but I guess they're designed not to do that.
Right.
So there's one 4-inch kind of round disc that's maybe about 1/2 inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of meant for just wide swaths of tile. And that's what I did most of the cleaning with. And
yeah.
I got it rid of most of like the soap scum and things like that. Like those really like deep in soap scum things that I feel like you just scrub with your hand brush for hours and like don't actually make a dent.
Yeah.
And then it also has a smaller little disc attachment that's maybe 2 inches round, and that's really good for like getting into like the weird little corners and grout deep cleaning whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is basically a toilet brush shaped one.
Yep.
It's like rounded at the tip, and I actually ended up using like around the base of the toilet too, but
oh, that's smart.
Yeah,
that makes total sense.
Yeah. So that one I used first in the shower, and then I was like, this isn't really getting into like the corners as well as I'd like, so I started using around the toilet, and I think it's going to be the toilet brush because I feel like they should stay separate.
You don't want to commingle
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Actually, I can tell you how to clean the Ooh. Brushes.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want that
because I've written about how to clean a toilet brush before because of
yeah.
course I have. There's not much I haven't written about cleaning. So the way that you clean the drill brushes is you spray them with, an all-purpose cleaner.
Mm.
And then you just run them under hot running water. And that is how you clean them.
Oh,
so
easy.
That, yeah. So if you can get past the psychological commingling of a brush for the toilet versus the shower, it's absolutely clean to do that if you've cleaned it with just hot water and an all-purpose you know, antibacterial
yeah.
cleaner. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
409, you know, any one of those.
Yeah.
Tilac bathroom cleaners.
Got
like,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'll try that. Yeah. Cause that was kind of the, like, I was like,
you had
ooh,
an
like,
yeah,
have I ruined this?
Right. It's like an ick factor thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you can get mentally past that, and sometimes you can't, like,
yeah.
you know, so the, we talk a lot about the psychology of things feeling not clean. And that's actually like a topic that I'm, you know, I was actually talking to my editor about it today because he was like, please write about this. And I was like, I will, but it's the holidays and I've got to talk about turkey grease stains.
Yeah.
So in the new year,
stuff. Yeah.
In the new year, I will handle that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me what products you use.
So I just use basically a regular like Clorox bleach all-purpose tile cleaner. I don't even remember which.
Okay.
Which,
like Clorox cleanup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. The foaming spray, basically.
Okay.
But I think what I kind of liked about it, too, is that because I'm using a tool that's so, like, hardcore, I was basically using like a spritz. You know, you can use so much less product because you are just like getting in there so much deeper.
Right,
because
a tool is doing the majority of the work, not the cleaning solution.
Right.
Yeah.
Which has always been my problem with soap scum too, and kind of trying to figure it out, where it feels like always the answer is like spray this down with everything and then let it, the chemicals do their work, which always like kind of icks me out a little bit.
Fair enough.
So yeah, that was also kind of nice about using the tool, was just that it is so powerful. It just like did it all for me.
Yeah. And actually, you know what I'm thinking, just to jump in a little bit, is actually that is probably a great solution for people who are concerned about the level of toxicity of their cleaners. Because one of the problems that I come across in this work all the time is that, you know, people want eco-friendly products. They want products that are safe in their households, especially if they have children or pets. Those products just don't work as well. You're going to spend so much extra time scrubbing and you're with your elbow grease. And it's, I'm always dancing this line of saying like, here's your safer alternative, but you're going to be, the trade-off is that you're going to be scrubbing like a, like a pack mule. But actually now I'm realizing that like, this is the way for people to get the deep clean of the harsh chemical without having to use the harsh chemicals, that you just need a tool.
Yeah, totally. So it was like, that was like definitely one of the most satisfying parts. But then also because I live in New York City, I have a small bathroom, there are no windows. So it's like also the constant struggles. I think that's part of the reason I hate cleaning it so much too, is just that like, it becomes like this whole process where I do like put on rubber gloves and a respirator, because you're just, especially with this tool, you're getting so into it, like you really are like getting in there with the power tool, that it just like, there's
it's
no
kicking
way
back to,
it's
making airborne essentially both the product that you're using and the stuff that you're trying to clean off.
Totally. Just using that.
What kind of respirator do you use?
I just bought like an $8, this was all like one fell swoop Amazon purchase, really, where I was just like, this is it, this is my time, like we're gonna no more soap sound in my house. So I bought like just rubber gloves and a 3M respirator mask, that whatever is like the, it's like $8, designed for bleach.
Great.
Whatever that standard respirator was.
Good.
Although after seeing it, my boyfriend then joked that I should have gotten like a full-on gas
mask, like Bane style. Yeah, I love it.
He's like, if we're going with power tools, like let's go all in.
The holidays are coming up. Maybe you could ask for that as a gift.
There you go.
Just a suggestion. What could be more romantic than a respirator?
Oh boy,
for my boyfriend. Let me tell you about the other drill brush.
Yeah, project. I'm so curious about them now too.
So Maxine, as she said, she got the yellow one, which is the medium bristle for bathroom. So tubs and showers, for tile and porcelain, which means you can actually use it outside of the bathroom too, because people have tile and porcelain outside of the bathroom. But really those tend to be, you know, most commonly found in your bathroom.
Yeah.
So if you want a bathroom scrubber, the yellow one is what you want. The gentlest one of all of them is the white one, which is a soft bristle for, here's the list of like, they have this like cool graphic with like all the different,
the website is a little crazy. Their website, it's a great product, but their website looks a little
I didn't
crazy.
Even spend time on their actual website. I was just on Amazon. Well, now I know what I'm doing tonight. I love a crazy website.
Yeah.
Like, I live for it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited. I'll do a deep dive into that one. So the white one, the list that they have is for wheels, carpet and upholstery, glass and leather. So that would be one that you could use for anything detailing the interior of a car. You can definitely use it for if you've got upholstered furniture or carpet that has become badly stained and you don't want to buy a carpet and upholstery cleaning machine, but you need a little extra power. This would give you that power to really scrub out those stains. You guys remember when we did the pet mess episode? I talked about using the toothbrush to like scrub in the diluted laundry detergent to get dog shit out of carpeting. This would be an alternative to the toothbrush.
Yeah.
So there's the white one, there's the yellow one that Maxine has. The next one is, so there are actually three medium grades. It's basically like medium one, medium two, medium three.
Oh, wild.
So the next one up in the medium category is the green one, which is a medium bristle for the kitchen. stoves, cabinets, countertops, and linoleum. Mm. And I will say that I, not often, because linoleum has fallen out of favor.
Yeah.
But a lot of people still do have linoleum floors. And I get questions not infrequently about, like, they're a real bitch to clean.
Yeah.
And so this one might be a really great option for those of you who have old linoleum that you really need to, like, work over. The next one up, the third medium one, is the blue medium bristle for plastics. This is the one, Maxine, that I think is the one for the party barges that I mentioned.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a dream. Wait, I need to know who this person is, one, so I can go on their party barge, and two, so like...
I literally just saw it on Amazon, like in deep into the listing for the... blue one. Yeah. It was like a list. It's like, you know, a list of uses, like,
oh,
and it's like your kayak and your party barge. And I was like, oh yes, you know,
same, you know,
naturally.
Absolutely.
When I need to clean my party barge, I know what to use for it.
Yeah.
So the blue one, is a medium bristle for plastic. So pool linings, hot tubs, pots and pans, oddly enough. Yeah. So, if you have like an old, cast iron pan that you need to like give a really deep scrubbing to, and then maybe reseason, that would be the one to use. I also want to mention that one of my listeners sent me an email that her, this is before this week, this was a couple weeks ago, sent me an email that her husband bought himself the blue one as an early Hanukkah gift for himself. And I was like, that is the funniest Hanukkah because it's blue.
So
like, I was like, that is so good. And she was like, he's so excited to use it. She sent a picture of it all attached to his drill and everything. And I was like, yeah, I love the drill brush. Because I probably wrote about it like, maybe 2 months ago, like in one of my recommendation columns. So.
Yeah.
And I can't remember... Oh, I think, you know what it was for? I think I did tools for outdoor cleaning.
Yeah.
And that was one of the ones that I was like, this would be good for, like, you know, scrubbing your brick and stuff like
that.
Right.
Or your party barge.
Or your party barge, indeed. Speaking of scrubbing bricks, that brings us up to the next one, which is red, which is a stiff bristle.
Yeah.
And that's the outdoor one. So the outdoor one can be used on siding, can be used on brick in the garage. You need to clean like the concrete floor in the garage, or you know, if you have like a workbench that's gotten stained or something like that, and it can also be used on gutters. So it won't clear out gutters, but it will scrub them.
Right.
I don't know why people would need like a gleaming gutter, but
it's a choice.
I'm just here to give you guys advice and options should you need it. I would also say that life is maybe too short to worry about polishing your gutters, but you do. And the last one, I'm obsessed with the last one.
Oh god,
I'm gonna have to get my hands on this and like have someone do a video of me playing with it, because I'm really excited about it. So the last one is black. It is the hard bristle for grills, for loose paint, for furnaces, for baked on food. So I don't know, like, I don't know how baked on you could get that you'd be needing
the hardcore,
the same thing that will get loose paint. but I guess that's just tied into maybe the grill thing.
Yeah, maybe.
And then other industrial uses. So that's what the six options are
incredible.
That are out there. It really is. It's like it's a whole world. And indeed, there is more than just that. But this is a good time for us to take a quick break. When Maxine and I come back, we will talk more about cleaning with power tools. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Maxine Builder. We're talking about cleaning with power tools. Oh, I also want to say this. It is delightful that a woman with the last name Builder is here with me to talk about the power tools.
I know. I feel like it's like really my, like, this has
been
my destiny.
I think this is your lane. I think this is like, yes, like the the universe is sending you a sign.
I know. Yeah. I really have to double down on the power tools now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to hear.
Which is good because I'm going to tell you about some other
ones. I'm like really excited. I'm also like pretty convinced I need the blue one now to like clean my cast iron skillets.
Yes. You know what else you should look into though?
Yeah.
Do you know about the chainmail scrubber for cast iron skillets?
Those
things are incredible.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, you guys. It's on my my clean person gift guide this year, which I'm doing for Epicurious. So it's gonna be all kitchen stuff.
Nice.
I like, yeah, it's like fun. I like it when I get to focus on something.
Yeah.
So I do a gift guide every year. And this year I just finished writing it this morning actually.
Nice.
All right. So let us talk about the different kind of cleaning attachments. So we went through what drill brush is a brand.
Yeah.
And it's all one word, drill brush.
Mm-hmm.
That's the brand name, and you can get, you know, all, as you know, just sort of reeled through all of the different types that you can get. But there are other attachments.
Oh my gosh. I like, I'm really excited for this. I feel like it's like the thing that I feel like now that I know that drill brush works too, it's the kind of thing where like I feel so much more empowered to try all these crazy things. Cause like you hear about the drill brush and you're like, there's no way. Like there's just no way this is safe or it works.
Right.
And
it does.
It does. But then, yeah. So,
yeah.
Whole new
I
world.
Think, actually, here's a little sidebar question. I have a thing, and I wrote about this years ago when I did a grout project in my bathroom. I did a manual like grout scraping with a scraping tool because I was afraid to use a Dremel.
Mm.
And I wrote about it because I talked about what I kind of think of as the girl problem.
Yeah.
Which is that I had a fear around, and not as much a fear as a confidence gap.
Yeah.
Around the use of power tools. And actually writing about it was very helpful for me in kind of overcoming that. It was also very helpful because I wrote about it on a site that had a heavily male audience and a very robust comment section. And the commenters were like, I know you think this is going to go wrong.
Oh, really?
It went in like the most amazing way. All of the commenters were like, Jolie, you got this. Buy the Dremel. You can do this. You got it. Like,
oh,
it was,
great.
And I did get the Dremel, and like, and actually the Dremel was, I already had a power drill, and I've always loved my drill. But the Dremel was kind of my entree into feeling really confident around using power tools. And since then I've used other ones, and like, I just want to use more and more and more.
Yeah.
Maybe not saws.
Reasonable.
I feel like that's a reasonable fear. But do you think that gender played any role in sort of your hesitancy to use the power tool?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I think, I guess I'm both a little, yeah, I just think power tools are just generally intimidating, especially if it's something that you're not familiar with. And I think for me, like, it's my boyfriend's drill that I use.
Okay.
And so it's his power drill that, power drills are the kind of thing that, like, I like the idea of owning and had liked the idea of owning one myself, but, like, always felt very, like, intimidated by it. But it really is just so, you just have to like get over that hump, right?
Yeah.
Like you just have to get over that
initial
hump.
But it is a real hump, and I think it's important to say it.
Yeah.
Because we've got two women sitting here talking about power tools.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's an elephant in the room that should be acknowledged.
But I think, I don't know. But I think it is also just this kind of thing where it's like once you use it once, you're like,
oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Like any old fool could do this.
Right.
Why was I scared?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's also sometimes having like, not being afraid to use the industrial version. The big fight that my boyfriend and I often have is he works in film and so loves like the, and used to like build boats and so loves like the industrial
version. Party barges?
Version. Unfortunately, no. Not party barges, which is a real missed opportunity for all of us.
Tell him to get on that.
I know.
Never
next
too late.
Step. Yeah, he knows how to use fiberglass, work with fiberglass. But I think, you know, he always loves the industrial versions of things and so is always buying the industrial versions of things, which sometimes is overkill, but at least like introduced me to like this other world of like, oh, so you can just have this like crazy high power like tool that you like didn't even know existed, but here we are like drilling a thing with a thing, and okay, I guess we're doing this now. And so I think having him actually was like helpful in that support system, but I do think it is something that you shouldn't be intimidated about. There's so many like YouTube videos too where it's just like even watching that, it's like, this is fine.
Yeah.
Like, I can do this.
Absolutely. And I totally agree with that. I do think that YouTube tutorials are great and, like, super, super helpful. Yeah. Actually, I'll tell, when we do the last little bit of the episode, I'll talk to you a little bit about using YouTube videos to figure out how to polish headlights.
Ooh, yeah. I'm so excited.
And I did on, like, my friend and editor's car.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, like, if I fucked
it up. That's trust. Yeah, that is trust. That is, like, real trust.
I'll be out a job, a friend, and probably some money, and it'll be a whole thing. But before we get into that part, let's talk about the other kinds of attachments that you can get for your drill to use for cleaning purposes. I went into a hole today. I didn't have as much time as I would have liked to fully go into a hole, but I found some weird ones for you guys, and you're going to be excited about it.
Oh, my gosh.
If you guys have drill attachments that you use for cleaning or just other weird things, please tell me. Because you know I love the weirder the better. Okay, so here are some of the basic ones that you can find in addition to the brushes are scrub pads. Those are probably the most common ones. They come in all different grades. Just like with the brushes, there are very, very, very fine ones that can be used on, you know, the most fragile and delicate of surfaces, all the way up to abrasive scrub pads that'll be like, you know, the equivalent of using the green back of a Scotch-Brite sponge or, you know, soap impregnated steel wool, which is that's the industry term for Brillo pads.
Oh,
I just like saying soap impregnated.
Love it.
It's funny.
Yeah.
So scrub pads are probably the most common, other than the brushes, are probably the most common drill attachment that you'll find for cleaning. And just like the drill attachment or the brush attachments, they're cheap.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're talking like under $15 for sure, and they're reusable. You can, and with the scrub pads, you can actually launder most of those.
Oh,
and it's for reuse.
Are they like the same size as like the hand scrub? Like, how big are they? I guess
I would say they're like maybe about the size of a Mrs. Fields cookie.
Oh, okay,
was that a good description or
no,
what?
No, that's a good description.
Like, everyone
knows
that size, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can like
and some you can get, you know, bigger and smaller pads too.
Yeah.
I mean, they come in different sizes, but for the most part, it's more about the basically like the gauge of the grit of the pad. Just like with the bristles, it's about, you know, the stiffness of the bristle that you're getting.
Right.
Another great one to know about. This, like, I was like, I knew these existed, but I kind of like forgot about them. They're so cool. You can get vent and duct brushes that are super, super, super long. So the attachment is like a very, very long, skinny metal tube. And then at the end of it is this little like flexible brush that, so you, the drill is outside the vent or the duct. And
you can get
it
just
goes
snake all the way in.
Yeah, exactly. It's it's like a snake for your drill.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, wow.
This one's wild. I love this one. Ready for this?
Always.
Paint roller cleaner attachments. It's called Roller Ready.
Paint roller cleaner.
Yep. So here's how it works.
Okay.
It's very meta. You put this long tube. It's like a long tubular plastic attachment.
Yeah.
You put that on the drill.
Okay.
And then you slide the paint roller
through it?
Over it.
Okay.
And then you put it into a bucket, you know, of water, and you turn the drill on.
Oh my gosh.
And it rinses the paint roller. Because paint rollers are a pain to clean.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about the soft part.
Right,
the lamb's
wool
part.
Right. Yeah.
So you take the lamb's wool part off of the actual roller base.
Wait, that is wild.
And you slide it onto this, it's called Roller Ready is the name of the attachment. You slide it onto,
it's
crazy.
It's just like a centrifugal? Like you just like, you're just like going, just stick it into the water and let it just like run.
Yep.
That's wild.
I know, right?
That is wild.
So like if you do a lot of home painting jobs, you know, I mean, if you don't want to have to buy a new, you know, fleece roller cover thinger.
Right.
Those have a name that I just don't know.
Who knows? Somebody, but not
us. This is the way to clean it. Yeah. I also learned a new word today.
Ooh.
Do you know what a demijohn is?
No.
I had never heard this word today. I'm so delighted by it. It's basically the formal word for a growler. It's those very big jugs with the tiny necks and the huge bases that are commonly used in home brewing.
Yeah.
So those things are a bitch to clean. And this is another one that, like, over the years I've gotten, you know, a small handful of people, of questions from people who are home brewing enthusiasts about cleaning their growlers. And I've had, there's growler cleaner that exists. You can use denture tab. Like, there are all kinds of things you can do. But I didn't realize that there was a drill attachment for cleaning these things. And indeed there is. I can't even, like, believe it. So the key word for this, to Google it if you want to buy one of these things, is Demijohn. It's Demijohn. All one word. Demijohn cleaner brush.
That's great.
It's so weird.
That's so great,
though. Bottle brushes. Okay, now we get into the last two, which, like, delight my dirty little mind. The first one is, it's for use for cars. Okay, so it's not a dirty use,
sure,
but it sounds dirty.
Uh-huh.
Here's the brand name, first of all, Ball Busters. That's the brand name.
No, excuse me?
Yes, it is. Ball Busters. And here's what it's called. Ball Busters Wheel and Rim Polishing System. Like, you can't use the word ball and rim polishing in the same product name and expect me to behave like a grown-up. Because I'm not gonna. But it's actually really cool. It's like, it looks like, it's almost like light foam rubber.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that you could use to for like, you know, detailing, polishing wheels and rims of cars. And then the last one, I don't think this is real. I think this was an SEO play. and I don't care. As longtime listeners of the show know, I earlier this year learned about the existence of the Drill-Do drill attachment. Do you know about these? It's what it sounds like.
But yeah, I can imagine. Like, the word is really, that really paints the picture.
It's pretty evocative.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had, I got a listener question, that was sent to me from a bachelor party at 1:17 a.m.
Bless that bachelor party.
It was beautiful. I was so happy. They had had some staining, due to the use of a Drill-Do, by their hired entertainment for the night.
Hate when that happens.
Happens to the best of us. And they were in an Airbnb, and so they were like, you know, Christ, we're going to lose our deposit. And one of them was like, well, I'll write to Jolie. So at 1:17 a.m., he wrote to Jolie asking how to clean up after Drill-Do incident.
Oh,
so the Drill-Do has become sort of like now a running gag on the show for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And apparently there is a Drill-Do cleaning scrub brush. So you can keep those Drill-Dos clean and sterile.
Like, specifically designed for the Drill-Do.
Apparently, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
That's really remarkable.
oh, that's so good.
We should tell the people what drills we have.
Yeah.
Because you included that in your article. And then you also had some other really good drill recommendations that you like. So if you guys want them, you can go read Maxine's article on The Strategist. But the one that you have is...
I have just a Ryobi drill that we got from Home Depot, and I think it was, like, not that expensive, but it's 20 volt, it, you know, rechargeable batteries. It holds the charge for a pretty long time. Like, we don't really charge it that often, which is nice. But as part of this, so again, a lot of what I do at The Strategist is look up these product recommendations and source recommendations. And so I fell down another rabbit hole on Amazon of just, like, finding drills, of which there are a lot and
tons,
so many good review ones, but one that I found that I actually feel like could be a good starter drill almost, it's a $23 Black and Decker 8-volt drill, and so you can actually charge it with a USB cable.
Oh, that's great.
So it's like, it just, it's probably not as powerful as, like, a 20-volt. It's almost, I can guarantee it's not as powerful as the drill, a 20-volt or a corded drill, but as, like, a, we're talking about, like, power drills being intimidating, where it's like having one that you can charge with your on a USB port just feels so approachable, especially for like $23.
Yeah.
Like, I spend $23 on much stupider things.
Oh, absolutely. Easily.
So, yeah. So that seems like a good, like, entry level, I'm terrified by this, but I want to give it a shot drill.
I like that. I like the way you framed that. That's really great. I have a Craftsman drill.
Mm.
Stanley tools are also just another great yeah. brand. Obviously, Black & Decker is another great brand. Yeah. So just to give you guys some, you know, recommendations if you need them. This also leads me to talking about, I have a Ryobi buffer, orbital buffer.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to hear about this.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you about my orbital buffer.
Yeah.
So the people know about my orbital buffer and my obsession with it. I wrote for Jalopnik. And I'm still like super, super friendly with them. And over the summer, one of my editors over there, Mike Balaban, who's been on the show and who's just like the best and so funny, he was entering his car into an auto show. And the conceit of why they were doing this was like, what happens when you enter a normal car into a car show?
Mm.
And so as part of this that he was doing, he wanted to like home detail the car to a reasonable extent.
Right.
And so he was like, Jolie, do you know how to wax a car? And I'm like, Michael, wax on, wax off. Like everyone knows this. Like, we were all taught by the Karate Kid. We know how to do this. And he was like, I don't know. I'm scared. And I was like, all right, we'll do a whole thing. And so we also knew that he had fogged headlights that he wanted to address. So I was like, we'll wash and wax the car and we will work on the fogged headlights. And actually, I was like, let's take this as an opportunity to test out a few different methods and see what works.
Yeah.
So what we decided to do for waxing the car was to compare manually waxing the car versus using an orbital buffer.
Oh my gosh.
And we decided to basically do the same with the headlights. So manual versus using the orbital buffer for the headlights.
Yeah.
That was how I ended up in a hole. Maxine, you can't even imagine how many hours I lost to this particular hole. Like, it turns out that watching headlight polishing videos is strangely addictive.
That sounds so relaxing.
And it was very relaxing.
And like satisfying.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a small job. And like the before and after is like very, you know, you really can see the before and after difference. And there are all kinds of weird ways to polish headlights. So like,
oh my gosh,
you can polish headlights with WD-40. You can polish headlights with toothpaste. You can polish headlights with headlight polish. You know, I mean, there's like all of these. You do it manually. You do it with the pads for the power drill attachment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so there are all of these different ways. So what I ended up, in pursuit of this project that Michael and I were doing, I was like, I will go to the Home Depot and I will buy a handheld orbital buffer. And so I did that. And the one that I did a little research. We didn't want to spend a lot of money.
Right.
And we were expensing it, but we didn't want to go completely crazy because we probably would have gotten yelled at, like, why'd you buy a $500 orbital buffer?
Because it's the best.
So the one that I got, I think, was $25.
Yeah.
It was a Ryobi. We really like it. It comes with two, they're called bonnets. They're basically the covers. So an orbital buffer comes with a rotating pad that's attached to the buffer, and then you put covers over them that either you throw away after they're used if you've killed them, or you can wash them.
Right.
And it comes with two. The covers are called bonnets because they look like they look like shower caps.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And the Ryobi one comes with two different kinds of bonnets. One microfiber for cleaning, and then one it's like soft. So, well, they're both microfiber. Actually.
Yeah.
One's a little bit less soft, and one's a little softer for like pop for polishing. So we get the buffer, we start using this buffer, I become immediately obsessed with it.
And as
the buffer is whirring across the car, my mind starts whirring, and I was like, there's so much other stuff I could do with this thing. So I was like, Michael, I'm gonna take the buffer home. And or I was like, no, I was like, you keep the buffer so that you can do a last minute touch up when you get down to the car show. But when you come back from the car show, I'm taking the buffer and I'm going to go play with it because I bet it's going to have a whole bunch of other uses. And so here were the things that I did with this buffer.
Oh, now, I'm so excited.
Bearing in mind that I live in a tiny, tiny, tiny apartment and there are just not that many surfaces to buff. I used the buffer on my shower walls, my tile shower walls with soft scrub. It was like, I mean, soft scrub was flying everywhere. I was in heaven. I loved it. I used it to wax my floors.
Ooh.
That was insane because it's a handheld and it vibrates. So like my hands were like going numb. So I did have to do it in kind of like
did
sections
your neighbors
and
notice?
Stuff. If they did, they didn't say anything. I'm sure they're so used to just like strange whirring sounds constantly coming out of my apartment. I used it. This was actually the best use for it. I used it to polish some wood furniture that I was restaining. So I restained it, let it all dry, and then I gave it like a good going over with a buffer to just like really, really brighten it up. And that was amazing. And I loved it. And then obviously I also used it on the car. Right.
Yeah.
So,
oh, there you go.
But lots of uses for it. And yeah. I really enjoyed it. It was, you know, again, sort of the power tool thing is a little addictive once you get over that hurdle of being afraid of them.
Well, I think what's also crazy, too, is that, like, we've actually written, they're not that expensive. Like,
no,
they don't
the
have to be
thing.
That expensive. So, like, yeah, the orbital buffer is $25. We actually had a story on The Strategist last year about a woman who uses the orbital buffer as, like, basically like a handheld massage like massager for her back, and like I've heard of other athletes doing it as well because it's $25 and
people
like,
use it the same way that they use foam rollers
basically
like roll. And actually my editor at the New York Times does that and I'm always like I'm so mind blown, like that is a hurdle for me. I'm gonna try it but I'm scared. I'm like turning a power tool on myself,
I know.
Like that seems so wrong, but I'm totally gonna try it.
Like pretty sold on the idea, but yeah. And I think it's like it's just, you know, it doesn't have to be expensive. Like these attachments are $15, the thing is $25, and it just feels like such a low barrier to entry that it's like why not, like even if you use it once again.
Yeah,
I've spent $25 on stupider things that I've used once.
Absolutely.
So like, why not spend it on an orbital buffer or like a power drill?
Yeah. You guys, this holiday season, consider giving the gift of power cleaning is my suggestion to you. And on that note, that's going to do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. Maxine, thank you so much for this. Was
oh
so
my gosh,
fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope that you will come back in the future. Thank you so much for coming on such short notice.
Oh, of course.
This was really, really fun.
Love a power tool.
Love a power tool. If you guys like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or Spotify, leave a rating, and tell your pal about this weird little clean show you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.